You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Well, you guys and girls are going to be the very, very first to hear about the new launch of a brand new procedure that we're doing here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. So everyone that's listening, you're the first one to hear about this. We're going to be on TV next week demonstrating this, and I'll keep you all up to date on where it's going to be and when it's going to air, etc. But here's the story. We are now launching something that's being called by us at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. We're calling it the high-tech facelift. And it's exciting. I wish I had like bells and whistles and like a big drum roll that came out before I said it. But it really is going to be something very, very exciting because I, for the first time, I am really excited about the latest technology that's been around for probably the past year or so, but the perfection of it has just now occurred. The perfection of utilizing these three types of modalities has now become so reproducible and so unbelievably appropriate for this day and age and what everybody's going through with the COVID-19 situation, that I really think that when you hear what I'm about to tell you, I really do believe that it's going to spark an interest in a lot of you just to even come in and talk about it or to have a virtual consultation. So here we go. The high-tech facelift. Basically, it's incorporating three things that have now become so precise and so expert in the way these things are being delivered that we can actually assess a patient and see if this is going to be something that's going to be good for you. Now, again, just like with everything else, not every procedure is good for every patient. And that's why you want to go to a board certified plastic surgeon or someone that you trust that does these types of procedures so they can actually assess, is this the right thing for you or do you need something else? You always want to try to have an option when you're looking at this. So here we go. The first thing is we want to set the table, we want to set the stage for where the skin and the face could retract to without having to do an actual incision or any type of an actual surgical procedure. So follow me for a minute. The game plan here is that we're going to bring energy, radio frequency energy to be precise, to the skin of the face and neck. We now have the ability to know precisely how much heat, how much energy is being delivered, not only to the skin surface, but to underneath the skin surface by heating up the tissues. And you may ask yourself, how are we going to get underneath the skin if we're not making an incision? I have the answer for you. We now have a brand new device that allows very, very fine needles to be penetrated into the skin and literally deliver the radio frequency energy right to where the dermis is, right to where we want to have that skin being targeted so that it can actually retract and tighten. So we're going to do this basically to the entire face and neck. The area is going to be numbed up very well with some topical numbing, but it's not going to require any kind of sedation or any type of deep anesthesia. This is going to be something that literally can be done right in an office visit. So it's now going to be this radio frequency energy that's being delivered not only to the skin surface, but now we're going to be able to penetrate the skin surface very elegantly without making any type of an incision. Now, once this happens, we want to give this dermis, this area of the skin, the dermis. Let me just make sure everyone that's listening has an idea of what I'm talking about. Think about if you were going to go squeeze the cheek of a little baby, and then think about if you're going to go squeeze the cheek of maybe your grandmother or an older aunt. The difference in the juiciness of that cheek squeeze is the difference between a really thick dermis, like the little baby has, and as we get older, that dermis definitely thins out. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to target that dermis with some of this radio frequency energy to make that dermis thicken. And it does that because your body is going to be stimulated to grow collagen there, which is going to eventually cause that piece of skin to be made not only thicker, but think of it also as being made more taut, being made tighter, retracting, all of those words that conjure up the difference between an older person's skin that starts to get loose and someone who's really young that has very, very tight skin. So that's the first step in this high-tech facelift, is we want to generate your body beginning to get collagen into that area of the skin that's starting to thin out. The next step is that we're going to put specially designed fillers that have now been perfected so that we know exactly where we want to put this filler. The reason why I'm excited about this is because over the years, we've always had some sort of facial fillers. We've had them to put in the lips. We've had them to put in the face. And it's been very good. They've been fine. But we now know that if we really want to target a certain area of the face, for instance, like the cheeks, like the chin, like the jawline, we now have facial fillers that are supposed to be placed in those locations. And we can accurately and precisely put it there, not only with fine needles, but we now have brand new cannulas that can be used all over the face. The beauty of this is that a cannula is basically a very, very, very fine straw. It almost looks like a coffee stirrer, but maybe even half the thickness of a coffee stirrer. And depending on where we're trying to place this, we can make one access poke in the skin with a very fine needle. And through that small little opening, I can use this very, very, very thin straw or cannula to inject this product everywhere. The temporal region, which is above your eyebrows, underneath your eyes, your jawline, your chin, the areas around your cheeks, even across the top of your lips, so that any of the fine lines and wrinkles can now be plumped up without really having to affect the red lip itself. So that's going to set the stage for this stage two of this high-tech facelift. Okay, the last step may be the most exciting. Many of you have asked me, what do I think of the thread lift? And for years, prior to, I'd say, the last 5 years, I used to do a very good amount of contour thread lifting. Those contour threads were threads that were placed in a very, very deep location, and they were permanent. And unfortunately, those threads were taken off the market, because if you knew how to use it, and plastic surgeons that do facelifts like I do, we use them all the time, and we had very good success with them. There were other people that were starting to try to use those to try to get somewhat of a lifting performed, and they may have ran into some troubles with them. So the company and those products were taken off the market. Well, I've been waiting for the right threads to come back onto the market. And I think I've waited long enough, because we now have a brand new facelifting thread. When I'm talking about threads, for all of you who have never seen this before, it's literally a suture that has been now embellished to have additional areas along the suture line a little bit more engaging, so that as we thread it through the skin, it'll latch on to this dermis that I just talked to you about. We're literally trying to harness the dermis. We're trying to, if you can imagine, lift the skin by its dermis up. And as we're hoisting it up, these sutures are going to lock this area into place. Now, the beauty of this is that these sutures are dissolvable. And by the time they begin to dissolve, your body has now created collagen around these threads that are going to hold this lift or this direction of pull in place. It sounds amazing, but it really, really is true. It does really do this. Now, again, just think about all the three things we just talked about. It's literally like creating a sandwich effect, in that each one of these three steps of the high-tech facelift is in essence trying to generate your body's ability to grow collagen, your body's ability to basically do something for itself. And that's the beauty of this high-tech facelift. We're literally trying to get your body's system to start working in a fashion that's going to help make it more youthful, help make the skin lift, help make your face and your facial features and your neck look more youthful. And we've known that that's what we needed to do for years, is to try to somehow not only target the superficial or the top layer of skin, but we needed to do something underneath it so that we could literally cause the skin to get tighter, for real. And I do think that by combining these three techniques in the right way, I think I've stumbled onto something now that I'm really, really proud of. And I think you're going to start to see it in the media a lot, because we've already started talking to a few TV shows, and I think we're got the attention of a few of them. Next week, we're doing our first one. But stay tuned and listen to all this stuff, because again, each one of these things that I just mentioned to you, using heated energy for the face, using specialized fillers, and using this brand new threading technique, can all be done individually as well. So for some of you out there that have already had, let's say, fillers and you're happy with that, we can just jump to something like the thread lift. For someone that's had all of the other things, like a thread lift or the fillers, and you wanted to have some of this radio frequency energy, you could do that too. The goal is to try to somehow create the perfect scenario where all three of these modalities are synergistically working to generate your body to actually start doing this really healthy way of stimulating your body's collagen to look, make you look younger. I'm very excited about this. I hope you are too. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you next week, but stay tuned and listen for the high-tech facelift.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.